Proclamation number 0827 of 24th of March, 1939. Time of Judgment near. Concept of time. Present. The song of praise of those who serve me resounds without ceasing, and the hosts of heaven join in, and they praise and extol me. Time hurries on earth, but measured against eternity, the course of man's life on earth is equal to a moment. It means, as it were, in earthly life an event in the long run, when an event is spoken of in the future, and it does not particularly touch man because it seems to him an eternity before such a previously announced event occurs. Now such a concept is not easy to make comprehensible in any other way, and a prediction of an event cannot be given in terms of day and hour, because this would not be beneficial to man in any way on the one hand, and on the other hand mankind itself also determines the time of such an event through its own will or its lack of faith, which is the cause of the event occurring. Thus many years often pass in apparent tranquility, so that people lull themselves into security and never believe in world-shaking events, for they only ever pay attention to such events which have their cause in earthly disputes. And therefore it may seem unbelievable to them that the eternal deity should make itself known in such a way that a judgment will come upon the whole of humanity and have such a dreadful effect. Humanity rejects such a prospective judgment or believes that the time has not yet come, because it completely lacks the very concept of time, and the human being cannot relate the time in which he himself lives. The present cannot be related to announced future, and therefore everything remote is understandable to him as always remote, and this concept of time seems more acceptable to him. If the people of the present time could grasp how close this time of judgment is, they would never live their lives so calmly, but would be seized by fear and despair to know that this time is so near. And again the Lord has mercy on the children of the earth, and he would like to call out to them all that they may prepare themselves for this time. The hour of the righteous has come, for he will find his way through the spiritual chaos. He will also await the Lord, and the judgment will not take him by surprise. But all the rest of you who think that time is still far away, your spiritual sleep will be followed by a dreadful awakening. You do not consider that you cannot escape the horrors of this time. You do not consider your powerlessness in the face of the unleashed elements. And you think even less about it. What can bring you salvation from every adversity? For you do not remember the Lord. And you will be completely helpless in that hour, afflicted by fear and anxiety and abandoned to the forces of nature without faith in God. The time is near when the will of humanity will consciously turn away from him, and thus the time is near of which it is written that the earth will bow before the Almighty, and that fire will fall from heaven, and that those who ignore their Creator will tremble. For what the Lord has said will be fulfilled to the last letter. Amen.